This is AP News in a Minute. At least four heavy blasts pounded Beirut this morning, the first Israeli strikes on the city in nearly 2 days. The explosions followed deadly airstrikes in southern Lebanon and Hezbollah rockets that killed a teenage girl in northern Israel. On a diplomatic mission to the region, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.S. wants an urgent but enduring ceasefire. In the midst of scattered power outages, some parts of California are expected to break the 100-degree mark for the 10th straight day today. Utility crews are working to restore electricity to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. With 23 crew members of an Asian cargo ship now safe, the Coast Guard is working to salvage the boat and the 5,000 cars it's carrying. The 654-foot ship rolled onto its side south of the Aleutian Islands, forcing a dramatic helicopter rescue of the crew last night. Watch what happens when a 26-year-old jockey is unseated by his horse before a race yesterday. Paul O'Neill is now under investigation for headbutting his mount, City Affair, at the Stratford Racecourse in Britain. They went on to finish fourth. Sandy Kozel, The Associated Press, with AP News in a Minute.